Date with Betrayal by Julia Chapman, read by Elizabeth Bower. Chapter 1. 2 days before. They ambushed her in the Ginnel on her way back to the office, with the evening throwing the narrow alleyway into gloom and the large mass of the limestone outcrop overhead adding to the shadows. She didn't see it coming. One minute, she was walking towards someone she knew. The next, two strong arms were grabbing her from behind. The Chinese meal and bottle of wine she'd been carrying knocked to the ground, glass smashing. She tried to scream, but a large hand was covering her mouth. So she kicked instead, backwards. The satisfaction of feeling her heels connect with solid shins, a rough grunt of pain, her reward. Useless, though. Those same strong arms lifted her off her feet and bundled her to the end of the Ginnel, towards a waiting car. She had a glimpse of sleek black lines, a BMW, and then she was sprawled on the back seat, face pushed into leather, aware of the roar of the engine as the vehicle sped away, aware of the panicked thumping of her heart. She'd been warned that there was trouble coming, warned not to trust anyone, but she'd mocked those attempts to protect her, and now she'd been abducted. Alongside the fear, she felt an overwhelming sense of shame. She'd been an idiot for not listening. Forcing her terrified mind onto more practical matters, she noted the car had started climbing, the incline steep enough to roll her body against the back of the seat, her head kept face down by a heavy hand. She lay there, twisted uncomfortably, counting off the seconds, doing her best to track time. Approximately 3 minutes later, they turned right onto more level terrain, a track of some sort, the BMW jolting along it for 20 seconds before stopping. A blindfold was pulled over her eyes, and she was hauled out into the evening air. But only an Offcomden born beyond the stone walls of the Dales could think a piece of cloth was enough to befuddle this local. With a strong wind on her cheeks, bringing with it the scent of grass and sheep, she was calculating the route they'd taken, the geography of her hometown unique enough to give her a fair idea of where she was. A loud screech and frantic flapping of wings at close quarters made her captor jump, his grip on her arm tightening. "Bloody countryside," he muttered, against the clatter of birds taking to the air. Pheasants. A large number of them, judging by the noise, startled into clumsy flight and further confirming her hunch. She was somewhere on the high fells to the east of town, not far from the large estate where the birds were bred for sport, and close to Ellershaw Farm. Her parents, her oldest brother and his family, they'd be sitting down for their tea in the farmhouse kitchen. If she screamed, would they hear?
"Don't even think about it."
The warning was accompanied by the point of something sharp against the soft flesh beneath her chin. With a firm grasp on her elbow, she was led across uneven ground and into a building before being thrust onto a chair. A door squealed closed behind her, and then the blindfold was yanked from her eyes. She was sitting in a disused barn, bits of hay on the rough floor, the light from a bare bulb straining to push back the shadows of the cavernous space, and the incongruous woody fragrance of cedar scenting the chilly air.
"We don't want to hurt you."
Blonde hair framing an angelic face, DC Jess Green was standing in front of her.
"We just want to talk."
Chapter 2. 1 day before.
"That looks like I slept in a wasp's nest while coated in sugar."
Samson didn't have the energy to respond. Instead, he grunted and took a seat at the small table in the kitchen on the first floor of the three-story building that served as both his home and his office. From her habitual morning position at the cooker, cleaner turned cook turned receptionist Ida Capstick was regarding him with a fierce look. The same fierce look she wore on a daily basis, but with added frown, if that was possible.
"Is summat ailing thee?"
The words were brusque, a mug of tea thumped down before him, the only currency of affection Ida traded in. He shook his head, lying as easily as breathing, thanks to a lifetime spent in